In the studio with us now is Nancy Seaton of the Gunflint Trail Scenic Byway Committee and Myra Timer of the USDA Forest Service. The Gunflint Green Up is an ongoing event, and on Saturday, June 28th, there's an opportunity to tend the trees. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, the Ham Lake fire started back in May of 2007, and so the Gunflint Green Up has kind of sprung from that fire, right? Or
that's
was there one before
yes.
that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's when it started.
Well, so tell us about the Gunflint Green Up.
Well, I would say we're here to talk about the next chapter, which is tending the trees. The trees are in the ground, and that certainly was a great experience for everybody in the early years after the fire. And now, just as when you plant a garden, you have to go weed it, we would like to encourage everyone to help us come back into the woods and to trim away the competition, the things that are shading those little trees.
Okay, well, let's get to those little trees. You said that now is the time to tend the trees. So they were planted like the year or two after the fire?
Yes, we planted them. We have been actually through Gunflint Green Up planting them all the way to this year. And we've planted since 2008 almost 100,000 trees
wow.
with volunteers.
Wow. Yep. What Pretty are the impressive. species of trees are you planting?
Mostly the idea was long-lived conifer, so red and white pine, but also jack pine, and there's a bunch of natural jack pine out there also, but some black spruce and tamarack.
Oh, that's amazing. 100,000 trees.
Isn't just, that?
Oof, wow. Yeah. Well, so after 7 years, what sort of changes are you seeing in the fire area?
Well, there's a lot of vegetation that has come up, of course, which is why now is the time to tend the trees. So there's also hardwoods that have come in. Naturally, aspen and paper birch come up. And then also raspberries and hazel and a bunch of other types of shrubs
and
more, fruit trees.
And more hazel.
And more hazel.
There's a lot of hazel I take in, huh?
And a few bugs.
Yeah. Well, Myra, you said now's the time to tend the trees. So what does that mean?
Typically in the how we manage our plantations, which is part of what we're doing with the Gunflint Green Up, was to take care of those trees afterwards, which what Nancy was talking about was tending them. So they can grow in different types of light, but if you really want your trees to grow the best, you would give them as much light, and then you would give them as much soil and growing space as you could. And if you have a bunch of other species, such as hazel and raspberry, and even the aspen, which is quite a competitor, they'll make it harder for those trees to survive. And we're really trying to focus in on those trees.
Sure. Well, okay, so Nancy, are you going to be part of this group that's going to go out and like brush around a lot of
these
things?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. And a few of us were out there last year too. And it's a treasure hunt. You head into the woods and you find a baby tree. They're, I don't know, Myra, what, like 2 feet tall and bigger?
They can vary.
Some are bigger. But yep. So you find a tree and then you just snip away everything around it so that it gets the light and a little more of the soil nutrients. And then you go find another one.
Wow. So okay, I'm just curious, how many volunteers have you had throughout the years working on the Gunflint Green Up?
Planting, the first year we had 500. So, and then it was a little fewer every year after that.
Okay. Yeah, it gets less and less every year. Because it's a lot harder to do. And, you know, the novelty wears off, too.
And I'm sure, well, planting is not necessarily easy in our rocky soils. And tending might actually be easier. I don't know.
It's just different.
It's different, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's really fun to see the trees growing that you helped put in.
Sure.
Or if you're new to the area and you weren't here and you've heard all about the Ham Lake fire and all the trees that got planted afterwards and you want to be part of it now, we'd love to have everybody come out and help us.
Well, Nancy, you mentioned if you're new to the area or maybe mm-hmm. you're a visitor and we're talking about this Ham Lake fire, maybe we need to just say where that was. It's up the Gunflint Trail. How far is that from Grand Marais? Mm-hmm. I mean, just give an idea where this is.
The main part of the Ham Lake fire, which started in May of 2007, is in the upper Gunflint Trail area, the Seagull Sag area. It was, and then it spread into Canada and across the Canadian shore of Gunflint. It was about 75,000 acres,
okay.
Half in the U.S., half in Canada.
So we're talking 50, 60 miles from Grand Marais?
Yes.
up the Gunflint, mm-hmm. near the end,
yes,
or at the
yes.
end? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Myra, Nancy, you're looking to have volunteers, I take it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, how can somebody volunteer?
Well, they can show up on Saturday, June 28th at 10 o'clock at the Trails End Campground Boat Landing. And we'll be there to direct them to the Seagull Nature Trail, because that's the area we picked to focus on this year. It was planted in 2009, and then a few years after that, a little bit more was added. So it should have a little variety in there, but it's a nice trail, and it's it should be pretty much easy to walk around and park your car, and there's a restroom there. So it should be a good spot to focus a group of people.
And I don't know, maybe you said the time on June 28th. Did you? What time?
10 o'clock.
10 a.m. Okay. Well, is this something that everybody can do, or do you need to have a certain level of fitness, you know, to do this?
I'd say if you want to be in the woods, you are fit to do this.
Good.
You know, it's a great thing to go up with your kids, and if you're there for an hour, that's fine. You know, we're not looking for, it's not that you have to be there for this long period of time. 10 till tired. It was one way we described doing time commitment. So that's different for everyone, and that's just fine. So.
And do folks need to bring anything?
Yes, it'd be great if they had gloves and sturdy shoes. People have done it with less than that. There is a trail there. But if you want to get off the trail and kind of hunt for the trees, you'd want to have something that would cover your toes. Long pants and sleeves, although once again, people have done it in shorts, but you could get a little scratched up and bit a little bit if you're not a little prepared. Clippers and loppers would be nice if you have them. We will have some, so in case you forget any, don't say, oh, I can't come up, because we would have some extras for people. Possibly some sunscreen and bug dope. And then if you're going to stay for a while, maybe your lunch or a snack anyway with some water. And we will provide hard hats and safety glasses for anybody. And then just a attitude to get at those trees and work your way around to help our pine grow better.
Sure. And do people need to let you know they're coming? Do they need to register? Or
no.
Just show up?
Just show up.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, we're speaking with Myra Timer. She's a silvicologist with the Forest Service, the USDA Forest Service, and Nancy Seaton of the Gunflint Trail Scenic Byway Committee. Tending the trees is Saturday, June 28th, and meeting at the Trails End Campground at 10 a.m. More information is available from Rich at 387-3768. Anything else you want to add?
Just come out and be part of the Gunflint Trail community and meet your neighbors and enjoy the day.
Cool.
It can be a lot of fun, and it really is fun when you see a tiny tree stuck underneath all that vegetation and you release it, and then you know that it's going to have a better chance.
Yeah, great. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us. And before you head out, what's the blueberry prognosis for this year?
It's an 11.
It's an 11. Woo-hoo! That's just what I wanted to hear. Okay. Hey, thanks so much for coming in this morning, and we'll see you on the 28th at 10 a.m.